Appendix F, Example Target Information Folder. The Army targeting methodology does not have a prescribed target packet format or requirements unlike the joint targeting standards. Nevertheless, in order to database, sort, and share the targets developed through D3A, a digital format must be established by SOPs and commander's guidance and built on specific information points. This appendix will display an example format and content to be completed. This example is meant to support all target types, but does not represent any prescribed requirements. Target packets. Targeting often requires that targets be in a shareable format. Whether in a joint or army role, targeting teams must maintain the ability to save progress, share, or database targets during the development process to satisfy validation requirements. In an army role, the presentation of a target is entirely unit and SOP-based. The method, format, and content in which to build a target packet is typically driven by the commander's requirements, FISCORD, and targeting officer's guidance, and intelligence capabilities at echelon. In a joint role, CJCSI 3370.01D establishes the target development standards that must be met to present an electronic target folder to a validation authority. Example Target Information Folder. Target Information Folders, TIF, have proven to be an efficient and effective way of tracking information related to targets that require more than a cursory recommendation. The TIF typically contains three primary sections of data. The first section is the administrative data located at the top of every page of the TIF. The administrative data contains the following data fields: Target System or HPTL Category. Depending typically on the guidance from the commander, FISCORD, or unit SOP, the targeting team will track targets by the systems, warfighting functions, or HPTL items they are attempting to affect. Supported Operation. This will delineate which phase, critical event, or operation this target is supporting. Date of Information, referred to as DOI. This specifies the latest date of intelligence supporting this target. Basic Encyclopedia, BE. Counter Terror Identification, CTID. Unique Identification, UID. Target Number. Depending on the target type or how the target is defined will determine the BE/CTID/UID/target number. Any target being nominated to the joint level must have a BE, CTID, or UID. Targets at the tactical army level should be assigned a target number. These target numbers are unit or SOP based. Location/Military Grid Reference System, referred to as MGRS. Typically in MGRS, coordinate form that can provide a horizontal accuracy sufficient to make the target geospatially distinct from any other target in the surrounding area. In some cases, a common name is added to the location data field to further identify the target within an AO. For example, if a target is within a geographic area without civil identification such as city, village, or town name. Targeting tasks or objectives. This data field provides the operational linkage to the target. Not to be confused with supported operation, this field identifies the specific operational effort that will be aided in creating the desired effects against this target. The second section of the TIF contains the essential target information. The essential target information includes how the target functions, supports the target system, and its description, among other relevant categories that aid a validation authority in determining the validity of a target. Essential target information typically includes target significance. A target significance statement should address target affiliation and importance to the threat target system or systems or the capability it provides to the threat. This target is important to the system because, or this target provides the threat with the capability to. It should neither state nor restate the target's function, functional characterization, or expectation statement, nor should it be a continuation of the target. Rather, it should relay the target's value given its identified function or functions and relationship to the system and threat. Target description aids in identifying and characterizing the target and differentiating the target from similar or collocated potential targets. The distinguishing features used for the target do not necessarily support the target's function. Rather, this remark uniquely characterizes the target from other potential targets. Target description statements vary by target type and consist of physical descriptions, unique aspects, and/or patterns of life sufficient to identify and distinguish the target from similar or collocated targets. Functional characterization. Functional characterization must define the specific actions or activities that the target accomplishes or the capabilities it provides to the target system. Many targets have multiple functions, especially individuals, and there is utility in considering more than just its primary function. The functional characterization statement provides the space and flexibility to describe multiple secondary functions that fall under a single primary function. The functional characterization should reflect when a facility type target is a dual-use facility. Clearly identify in the functional characterization statement the primary functions representing both the civilian and military functions of a dual-use facility. Expectation statement. The focus of the target expectation statement is not the target itself, but the effect or effects on the target system and threat capability with which it is associated. The target expectation statement should address the following questions. 1. How will neutralizing the target's function affect the target system or threat capability, such as minimal, moderate, or significant operational or psychological impact? 2. What is the estimated degree of impact on the target system, such as short, medium, or long-term effect? 3. What is the functional recuperation time estimate for the target if the target's function is neutralized? 4. What distinct short/long-term military or political advantage/disadvantage to the joint force do we expect if the target's function is neutralized, delayed, disrupted, or degraded? 5. What is the expected threat reaction to loss or degradation of the target's function or functions? Intelligence gain loss statement. Describes potential intelligence gains or losses resulting from affecting the target. Descriptions of the type of intelligence gain, the intelligence value, any known or potential mitigation techniques, the anticipated significance of the loss or preservation of the intelligence, and an engagement recommendation. This is by no means an all-inclusive list. Aspects such as commander's guidance, unit SOPs, or mission may affect the specific essential target information captured in a TIF. Concerns are one form of additional information that can be included in this section of a TIF. They can include collateral concerns derived from collateral damage estimation, law of armed conflict concerns derived from the assessment of a target potentially being used for military or civilian purposes, or political concerns derived from the potential ramifications of affecting a target tied to political individuals or organizations. The last section of the TIF is the supporting intelligence. Supporting intelligence is the intelligence supporting the statements made about the target in the essential target information section. In the example TIF, supporting intelligence is listed in two ways and two locations. The first is in the data block on the first page of the TIF. This is intended to list the total number of intelligence reports supporting this TIF by intelligence discipline if capable. The second method and location for listing supporting intelligence is through subsequent pages of the TIF and in as many additional pages as necessary. Preferably by intelligence discipline, intelligence reports are listed with report number, classification, and brief description of report. For human intelligence, a source validation statement is recommended for each report. The supporting intelligence section can also include information outside of typical intelligence disciplines, such as weapons locating radar analysis, biometrics, or operational reporting. At the end of the supporting intelligence, an assessment or summary can be used to describe the target to a validation authority in the event the target can't be briefed either in person or electronically. The print version of FM 3-60 includes example of the target information folder.